In terms of your policy that you're floating around reducing the tax burden on savers by deducting inflation off the interest returns, what do you mean by savers? Do you mean like bank deposits or savings at...
Well, I mean, that's a question in the sense that we've got very low interest rates at the moment, very low deposit rates, and if you're only getting 2%, and inflation's nearly 2%, and you're getting taxed on it, then you're, you know, it's quite a tough situation. So it's a long-standing issue, and so we're flagging in the discussion document, this is something that we should be thinking seriously about.
Yeah,
and we've got an open mind on it, yeah.
Should you be making a structural change, like what you do with the tax system, to something that is essentially cyclic? So interest rates go up and down?
Yep, well, I mean, one of the options would be a short-term measure, or it could be a long-term measure. And obviously, the obvious question is if you did it for savers, then you'd have to do it, the question is whether you'd adjust for inflation for people using borrowing expenses on the other side as well. And so, it's a big issue. The tax working group had a look at it, they thought it was worth considering, and so that's why we're raising it. And it's very topical at the moment with the very low interest rates that we've got.
It is, but it does seem like you're sort of just pitching for the boomers who are upset because interest rates are low.
They've got real issues.
Yeah, which is fine. But, changing the tax system, as we've seen, is like a massive saga, so you don't quickly do it to please a certain group of people at a particular point in the economic cycle.
But, I mean, there's a whole generation that have saved and are hoping for decent returns. We've got historically extraordinarily low rates, and so I think it's timely to ask the question, and it's an absolute fair question, why should you be taxed on the inflation? It's a fair question to ask.
But then and you'd roll that out more broadly, because you could make that argument for a whole bunch of things. I mean,
it's one of the main arguments against capital gains taxes, you're getting taxed on inflation, and so that's a real issue of tax on deposits as well.